This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Supreme Court takes up two high-profile same-sex marriage cases this week. Oral arguments tomorrow and Wednesday on California's Proposition 8 and the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. And with cases like these, as you know, people camp out in front of the Supreme Court building to wait in line and make sure they get a seat. Such a regular thing that there are businesses that supply line sitters for those who have better things to do. It is just one of the many small industries that have sprung up around the court, not the least of which is the business of bringing the cases themselves. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
Taking a case to the Supreme Court isn't cheap. Attorney James Bopp has argued many big deal cases in front of the justices. He says the first step is asking the court to consider your claim, which carries a pretty substantial lawyering price tag.
If you're just paying hourly and you're paying at D.C. rates, it would be somewhere from $100,000 to $250,000.
And that's just to ask the Supreme Court to hear your case. If the justices agree, which they rarely do, then we're talking really big numbers.
About the cheapest you can get away with at D.C. rates is $250,000, and then it ranges in the millions after that.
And those lawyer fees are only the beginning of the money that gets poured into Supreme Court cases. Stephen Engel teaches politics at Bates College.
When you think about the overall process, there's a lot of actors that are involved.
Experts who help prepare the case, the salaries of the justices, their clerks, their staff, the opposing lawyers, and costs of filing amicus, friends of the court briefs.
Each amicus brief, you know, needs to pay for the process of, you know, of all the staff and all the costs associated with the labor of generating that amicus brief.
Dan Ortiz from the University of Virginia School of Law says the same-sex marriage cases the court will hear this week are a little different when you're talking money.
I think that most law firms who are involved are not charging their full rate.
In part because they believe in the cause, but also taking part in these hot-ticket cases
makes you a real player in the profession and raises your profile for future cases.
Future cases that may have much bigger paychecks. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.